So, having said that, let's continue our series on getting rid of the toxic sin of racial hatred. We talked about the man himself, Charles Darwin, who is not the originator of the theory of evolution. As you do more study, we're finding out his grandfather, long before he was even born, was an evolutionist, believed in this theory. So it was around a few years before Charles Darwin came along. He sort of kind of put it out there in a more mass, widespread fashion. Okay, the last thing we'll say about evolution, and we'll move on back into the book One Blood, because we're still talking about realizing that we are from one blood and don't have the right to think that we're better than someone else or above someone else, because we are all from one blood. So we'll get back to that in a little bit. The last thing we'll say about evolution, in case it comes up, is theistic evolution. Theistic evolution. T-H-E-I-S-T-I-C. Theistic evolution. You want you to know about it. T-H-E-I-S-T-I-C. And we'll give you a couple of definitions. And first of all, I just want to tell you right off the bat, theistic evolution is an impossibility. But I want you all to be aware of it in case you are ever confronted with this term or the question, could God have used evolution in creation? The short answer is no. Short answer is no. Why? Because he created the earth in 6 days. Evolution takes millions and millions of years, billions of years rather. So just that alone, you really can close the book and move on to the next subject. But there are those who are supposed Christians who believe in theistic evolution. Theistic evolution is the idea that God started or directed evolutionary processes. Remember how we always say how it is taught that the one-celled amoeba sort of kind of somehow jumped out of the primordial ooze and wiggled its way on and became this simple cell to this complex cell, multicellular individual. And Darwin believed that it just happened. But theistic evolution believes that God is the one who did that. This view, what view? Theistic evolution makes God a bumbling, incompetent creator. That's why I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. If somebody said it good, I can just read it. That's perfect. Realize when you, not you, but when a Christian, a true, real, genuine, born again believer, when you say that God used directed evolutionary process, you're making God a bumbling, incompetent creator. Worse than that, as we said it earlier, and the author of death and suffering, as death and suffering is put before mankind's sin. Okay, now let me explain it. I explained it before, but let me explain that. Remember, I gave sort of a broad stroke sweeping overview of the evolutionary process, where as this cell began to multiply and develop into more complex species, and those mutated, you know, the weaker ones die while the stronger ones survive of the fittest, and natural selection. Well, realize that all through this billions of years, you have a lot of death going on, and the strongest one surviving. Did you catch that? Mm-hmm. So for billions of years, you have death going on, and the strongest surviving. What does the Word of God say in Romans 5:12? Through one man, sin entered the world, and death as a result of that sin. So why is death here? Because of sin. If you think about God and it being involved in the evolutionary process, death is happening before sin. Because remember, man is the end process of the evolutionary chain. Because it started as a simple single cell and it mutated and developed and evolved into this multicellular complex individual. Who's at the end of it? Well, there was a lot of death that happened between that first cell to this to man. You follow me? But sin came through man. Did you catch all that? Through one man, sin entered the world. And to be honest with you, when somebody asks you, could God have used evolution? You can answer with a resounding, very confident no. And realize they are in extreme ignorance. To even think that. It is a virtual impossibility if you believe the Bible. And it's amazing too. Think about people. Like the next statement here, it says, it calls into question the truth of God's word and his character as an all-powerful loving God. It does call, and that's the thing, you call into question God's word. Here's the thing, those same Christians, and I see that furrowed brow just staying right there, because that's why you can keep it there. Because that's the look. That's the look you're supposed to have. Because and that brow's going to get more furrowed. Those same Christians will believe in the virgin birth. They'll believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They'll believe in all these other, the parting of the Red Sea. But when it comes to the first three books, they can't believe it. That's amazing. You believe in the virgin birth. That he rose again. You're picking and choosing what you believe in the Word of God. Christians. So you don't really accept all of God's Word. And then you're not, if you don't accept all of His Word, then you can't accept all of Him as being all truthful and all and faithful and just. You're believing He's partly true, but I don't believe this. It's an utter impossibility. Now, you all say, yeah, that's ridiculous here, but there are millions of Christians who believe in theistic evolution. And I wonder, how could you if you believe the Bible? And you know, there's another question I heard a preacher ask. Well, I don't really believe the first three books, three chapters of the Bible. Then the preacher asked him, well, then where do you jump in? When do you jump in there? I mean, is it like jump rope? Waiting to jump in, you know, so you can start doing your jump. So would you stand at first, or chapter one, two, three, would you jump in at four? So you can wipe out the first three books so you don't believe in sin either? I mean, how does that jump in? Because theistic evolution erases the first three books of the Bible. Creation, a summary of creation, chapter two, the fall of mankind, chapter three, and Romans and many others commentary on chapter 3, fall, sin entering the world, death by sin. You're saying sin has been here. And then here it is again. Let's say it again. Let's not read it too fast. You make God the author of sin and not mankind through his sin. And you make God the author of death and not mankind through his sin. Then comes death. You follow that? God is the author. So let's look at another angle of this same thing. Another restating. This opens up by saying the first boundary of theistic evolution states that there is a God but he was not directly involved in the origin of life, right? Because remember, theistic evolution said that he just started it. He just kicked it off. According to this view, God created the building blocks, right? The amoeba, the primordial ooze, and so forth, and natural laws with the eventual emergence of life in mind. That's going to happen. I'm kind of just going to set it up, but eventually it's going to happen. Look, however, early on, he stepped back and let his creation take over. He let it do what it was designed to do, and life eventually emerged from non-living material. That's the step back approach. He started and he walked away from it. There are millions who believe that. Now, I didn't know all this until you get into studying these things. It is amazing what Christians supposedly believe. That's amazing. He said, the word of God says he upholds all things by the word of his power. He is completely involved. He didn't step away from anything. If God is not operating this, this world will disintegrate immediately. He said he's upholding all things by the word of his power. Now, in school, they taught us about gravity. They taught us about thrust and some other, whatever all these other laws are. But realize they taught us that in a vacuum. They made it seem like it's just happening on its own. The apple fell from the, quote, tree on Sir Isaac Newton's head, if you will, is because of what God had already set in motion. Now, there's some who may teach, these laws are taught independently. Be careful. But I don't disregard the law. You call it gravity, cool. But realize it's just an explanation of a law that God has brought into motion. That's how I see it. Not as an independent law that is working on its own and kind of came into its own by itself. It's working that way because of the rotation of the earth and the revolution of the earth around the sun. And then the sun coursing the entire universe, which I know that was in the Bible until you read in Psalm, and kind of drags her with it. So there's a lot of motion going on that we have no idea about. But theistic evolution, God started it and then walked away and let life take over. There's another view of theistic evolution. So one is God started everything, started it, but didn't cause the origin of life. He just started it and it kind of happened on its own. So there's another view. This version that we're talking, it's another view, states that God performed constant miracles to bring about the origin of life as we know it. According to this view, God led life step by step down a path from primeval simplicity, the one cell, to contemporary complexity. So instead of just saying, the one view says God set it up and it happened on its own, this view says God set it up and then walked it through, performed miracle after miracle after miracle to get him up to man. So God was the reason why the one-celled, simple-celled amoeba turned into a multi-complex human being. God did it. Darwin says natural selection and mutation did it. Theistic evolution says God did it. So there are two views, and there may be even more variations of that. One is God built all the building blocks to start life and walked away and let it happen on its own. This view says God started it and then caused, through miracles, every single act of mutation and evolution all the way to man. Does that make sense? I mean, in a sense, do you understand it? Doesn't make sense. So in this view, where life was not able to evolve naturally, God stepped in. That's what they believe here. This view is similar to, and I never heard this one, special creation, in that it presumes that God acted supernaturally in some way to bring about life as we know it. Special creation says that God created life directly, either from nothing or from pre-existing material. So there are those who believe also that evolution was happening, and then man is here, and then once man kind of evolves, and there are several different species of man, then God stepped in and picked two of those, Adam and Eve, and then especially blessed them. I have to laugh because that's really true. And people believe that. That's comical. Why not take the simple word of God? Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? If you believe, and what's mind-boggling to me, you believe in the resurrection, you believe in the virgin birth, you believe you're saved, which is a miracle. But yet when it comes to what God, which means, how do you know that the Mary was born of a virgin? Because God said it. He said it. How do you know you're saved? Because God said, this happened, and so forth and so on. Why is it then all of a sudden when God, the same God, who's the God of truth, that cannot lie, says that this is what happened, you can't believe that? That's mind-boggling to me, but that's the trick of the enemy. That's a lie. And the most subtle beast of the field, and there are many Christians who are buying it. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is ridiculous. Let's look at some assumptions from theistic evolution. In theistic evolution, the Bible is regarded, and you know this is the answer to this, is regarded as a collection of documents which partially contain God's word. The Bible, in this, the reason you can get to that as a so-called Christian is because you do not believe that this is the word of God. You believe that this contains partially the word of God. So therefore, that gives you permission to disregard some, because that ain't it, and accept the others. My Lord, there are folks who will accept a history book as true, which this is a book, history book. This is the most accurate history book. But folks will accept history books written by men, mankind, as more accurate than the entire Bible. Because Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is just that, a theory thought of by man. And yet you choose not to believe God and believe a man's theory. It's called the theory of evolution. Than over the written word of God. So you see the problem? That it partially contains God's word. Oh, don't worry, it gets worse. These folks believe then that the Bible contains no authoritative binding truths. And you know why it's good for you to know that? You need to know that because everybody's not like us. And you would think that, you know, maybe just a few out there. No, there are many out there that are like this. When I tell you that the Bible having the preeminence in a particular ministry is a dying breed, it really is. This is what's coming on. So the Bible partially contains the word of God. It contains no authoritative binding truths. And here it is, it gets even worse. Since it doesn't contain any authoritative binding truths, it must be freshly interpreted and corrected for every era and in every situation. That makes you want to get a bucket and get rid of your lunch. That is amazing. Freshly interpreted and corrected for every era and in every situation. Do you see now how you can, how homosexuality and lesbianism and abortion can, because oh, it's got to be freshly corrected because it's a different era, different situation. That was for them back then. But for us, you already know you're finna lie because you can't get their next statement out. You know, when people coming out now, it's a lot more homosexual and lesbian now. So we, you know, you gotta adjust to the changing times, preacher. April likes he gonna kill me. That's why you see me preach up here, as I tell you, with rip snorting, snot rolling, excuse me, because I get so exercised against that kind of preaching. It's out there. Or we're so blind to the fact that it's even out there that we're just stuck on trying to get prosperity. While the real fight is going on uninhibited, if you will. We don't even know there's a fight out there. No authoritative binding truths must be freshly interpreted and corrected for every era and every situation. That turns truth into subjection. That right? That is subjective truth. Objective truth means what's true then is true now, will always be true. And not only is it true then, now, will always be true, it's true for every situation and every person. Regardless of what people group you belong to. It's true. Truth is truth. Veritas. It is absolutely amazing that Harvard was started by John Harvard, who was a Puritan minister who gave, I think it was half of his estate and all his money or something like that to start Harvard. And on the badge that they had was Veritas, truth. And then there came another Latin phrase which meaning Christ alone. And they are so far from that now. They are completely secular. But that's how it started, by a Puritan minister. Last thing, and we'll go. Christians who adopt evolution are inconsistent, obviously, because they're accepting the foundation of the humanistic worldview. That's the problem. Make humans God. Get rid of God, let us be God. Essentially, they're telling God that they believe him when he told us about the virgin birth, crucifixion, resurrection of Christ, but do not trust him when he tells them about him creating the world. That's exactly true. And we'll stop right there. That's enough to stomach in one time. Father God, we pray for these ministries that are out there in abundance. In abundance. Pray for them that they'll come to the knowledge of the truth. And they're those who have come to the knowledge of the truth. And those who have, and they're simply suppressing your truth. Then I ask to let judgment fall on them. And if I'm wrong in praying that, you'll let me know. But it must begin at the house of God. And if they're representing your house, then let judgment begin there. We love to see them repent of their sin, because that's sin to call you a liar. You said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and it was evening and morning the first day, evening and morning the second day, evening and morning third, fourth, fifth, sixth day. It took the time to say evening and morning, evening and morning, evening and morning, signifying 24-hour day. And even if that's off somewhat, it still doesn't result in billions and billions of years off. We believe your word, Father God. You cannot lie. You are God of truth. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.